We are the Satellite Sisters. Welcome to the show. I'm Liz Dolan. I'm in Santa Monica, California, joined on the line with my sister Julie Dolan is in Dallas, Texas. Hey, Jewel.
Yes. Hey, Liz. How are you? I'm good. I'm good over here.
Good. It's our other sister, Leanne Dolan, is the one that I'm worried about because, Leanne, you are a prisoner in your closet and really sealed in there today more than usual because of some tiling work that's going on downstairs in your home, correct?
Yes. So if you hear noises, that's it. It's really a critical day for the little kitchen refreshing / remodeling we're doing. So there's nothing that's just more dulcet than the tones of tile being cut. You know, that is a great sound. So if you hear it, I apologize, but I am in the closet surrounded by, you know, a lot of T-shirts. So hopefully that will muffle some of it.
Okay. All right. Well, I want to remind people that the Satellite Sisters shop is up and good to go. If you haven't had a chance to appreciate the little video that Leanne and I shot and posted on both the Facebook group and the Facebook page, I recommend it just for sheer entertainment value.
I mean, I've watched it so many times, sisters. It's QVC quality. It's going to provide you with the same sense of harmony that I find by watching the Home Shopping Network. So I encourage people to do it. And some great gift-giving ideas by Sister Leanne.
Yes. Thanks, yeah. Jewel.
Yeah.
Thanks.
No, yes. Leanne's the best. Yeah. Okay, and you guys have your recaps are going to be a little late this week, right?
We are, because due to scheduling stuff, I'll just call it that, Leanne. Leanne and I are going to be posting our recaps of Poll Dark and Madam Secretary late at the end of the week. Would you say, Leanne, that's fair?
Because we're going to talk
about that. We're going
to
talk about it at the end of the week,
right?
But I've watched them, so they're going to be worth talking about at the end of the week. And it's going to be worth your wait. I also want everyone to know that.
Well, you two are going to Nashville to give a speech.
Yeah.
So that's why
we have to
push some. We don't have to be vague. No one's being hospitalized. Yeah. You are talking. You're talking to a group of professional women.
Okay. I guess that sounded like scheduling stuff.
It could have
sounded like I was... Yeah, having some...
Getting a hysterectomy or something.
Yeah, it did, frankly. It did.
No. We're just going to give a speech in Nashville. Right.
We're giving a speech to a women's group. And by the way, if your organization, you know, if you're a business and you pay people to come give speeches to you, we're available. Just a reminder.
Right.
We've already had the critical discussion, Leanne. I was like, Liz, what color are you wearing? Because we don't want to end up in the same color.
No.
That's always important just to have a little coordination there. Who cares what we say as long as our outfits don't match?
All right. We have a full show today. First up, we're going to tell you how to be a great guest at Thanksgiving. That's an important skill. I mean, all the focus goes on the hosting, but as a guest, you have some responsibilities. And we have some thoughts on that. Julie has two... It sounds like uplifting news stories about pirates and the Better Business Bureau. So you're bringing the feel-good news, aren't you, Jill?
Well, I mean, pirates, you know, I think we got on the pirate thing very early here at Satellite Sisters. So it's just an incredible tale. And yes, I am bitter in the Better Business Bureau today. And I think I want you to join me in my bitterness. Yep.
All right. It's the holiday time, so we got to start talking about some food. I have a whole food block. I have three food stories I want to bring to you. Also, an incredible follow-up. Remember a few weeks ago, I suggested a business idea called the Ladies Room about like private public ladies rooms in New York City. So I got a pitch out of the blue. Someone is already working on a sort of the same idea. So I'm going to tell you about it because it is operational in one city, in San Francisco, and will soon be operational in two cities, including NYC. So I'm going to tell you about that. Liz, you know, you had some technical issues go awry this week. And is it a public apology you want to listen to?
No. It's more a little tech talk, Leanne, where I would say the subtitle is "Do What I Say, Not What I Do." I just two gross violations on my own part, things that I knew I should not have been doing even as I was doing them, but I did them anyway. So I'm just going to put it out there. Don't do this. Don't be me.
Okay. And then we have some great Facebook highlights from the week. Liz, you picked out some of your favorite posts from the Facebook group and you're bringing them to us at the end of the show.
Mm-hmm. Always, always. Okay, so let's start about this, how to be a good guest for Thanksgiving. The reason I was thinking about this is next Tuesday, the Tuesday of Thanksgiving week, I'm going to be a guest on Afternoon Live on KATU in Portland, Oregon. I've been on there before. Leanne, you've been on there. They invited us back to talk about something for Thanksgiving. And so I said, we should talk about how to be a good guest at Thanksgiving, because all the Thanksgiving shows are really about how to cook a turkey, world's best cranberry sauce, you know, all of that kind of stuff. But most of us are just guests, you know, or at least in my experience. So I've started to work on my material, but I want you guys, because you have both frequently been Thanksgiving hosts, to help contribute to what I'm going to put on my guest checklist.
Okay. So, all right. What do you have, Liz? Let's hear.
I have a couple of things. You know, first of all, just follow the lead of the host when it comes to everything, timing, process, assigned dishes. This is not your turn to shine, right? Just follow instructions. That's important, right?
Yeah. Just do what you're told. Yes.
Yeah.
And come when you're supposed to come.
Yes.
Wear whatever she tells you, he or she tells you to wear too.
Yes.
Right.
So, and I say, bring what you are assigned to bring along with the appropriate serving dishes and utensils, right? Because just showing up with your stuff in the plastic packaging, that's not really helping anyone.
No.
So even if the hostess or host wants to switch it into one of their own dishes, fine, that's up to them. But your dish should be good to go, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I would say also be aware. I had to counsel a friend through this last year. Some families have a very set menu for Thanksgiving. So
yeah.
If you're invited and you are like shocked that you can't bring XYZ or you want, you know, this special thing, and the host doesn't want you to bring it, just don't bring it. You know?
Yeah.
It's their it's their Thanksgiving. So be helpful.
Right.
Don't be judgy.
Okay, here's another one. I really believe, from having witnessed both of you at work in your own kitchens on holidays, that messing around in someone else's kitchen is really just as bad as messing around in their bathroom or their bedroom. Really? Just kind of you're trying to be helpful, but kind of stay out of the way. And for God's sakes, don't start cooking anything, heating anything. Don't do anything without the person in charge of the kitchen specifically asking you to do it, right? Just try to stay out of the way generally.
Good tip.
Right, because you're no help. You're no help. That's it. You know, I mean, that if you don't know where the spoons are, if you don't know where any of the pots and pans in the kitchen are, it's very hard for you to be of help to the host, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, now we get into the things that are not food related. I had some more food ones, but the first one I have is talk to the untalked to, right? There are always people at any Thanksgiving, you know, maybe it's the hard of hearing, maybe it's the people that everyone knows are really boring, maybe it's just the, you know, the grandparents or the long lost relatives that people don't really know. I think if you want to be a good guest, seek out the people that no one is talking to and try to help them enjoy their day. What do you think about that one?
I like that, Liz.
Super nice, Liz. Yeah, absolutely. Yes, 100%. Thanksgiving is a long event. It's a long day. So you'll have time to talk to the fun people and the people you want to talk to. So, right, spending a few minutes sitting next to the person and talking to them, fantastic idea.
Yeah.
Liz and Leanne here, and we are so grateful to have Osea support Satellite Sisters. Why? Because it's just a great product. Holy cow, do we love Osea's skin and body care. And you know what? This Mother's Day, just look no further than Osea. Spoil the moms in your life with the little luxuries from Osea. The moms, the stepmoms, the bonus moms, the people who bring a touch of something special to your life, aunts, grandmothers, they would love a little Osea this Mother's Day. And you can get 10% off your first order by using our code SATSISTERS at OseaMalibu.com. And Liz, you know what every mother and mother figure needs?
What?
More moisture, Liz. They need more moisture in their skin.
No kidding. I mean, really, the creams, the lotions, the oils, I love it all. That duo they have going.
Oh.
Like, you can't miss with the duo of Osea.
Liz, the Mega Moisture Duo.
Yes.
You can literally see your skin get firmer, and it just delivers this full body glow. Okay, you know we have raved about the Undaria Algae Body Oil.
Mm-hmm.
Well, pair that with the Undaria Collagen Body Oil. youthful, Liz. Your youthful glow is going to happen. And it's infused with Osea's signature Undarius seaweed. So it just smells so delicious, doesn't it?
I know you're talking about giving it as a gift. I also suggest just giving it to yourself because you're worth it.
That's true. That is absolutely true. Okay, that moisture duo I mentioned too is a great value because you can save 16% plus the extra 10% with our code SAD Sisters. So this is it. This is a win-win-win Mother's Day gift. Spoil the moms in your life with clean vegan skincare and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with the code SAD Sisters at OseaMalibu.com. And you get free samples in every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Osea is spelled O-S-E-A. So head on over to OseaMalibu.com and use code SATSISTERS for 10% off. Thanks, Osea. Hey, it's Liz and Leon here, and we want to thank Pros for supporting this episode of Satellite Sisters. Now, you know, Liz, I've been out and about with my new book, The Marriage Sabbatical. The book is getting rave reviews. I'm very happy. But you know what else is getting rave reviews? My hair, Liz. My hair from Pros is getting rave reviews.
Leon, I am not surprised. You have been on that Pros hair regimen for quite a while. I mean, you have good hair anyway, but now you have great hair because you've really paid attention to it.
Well, Liz, Pros is made for people, not hair and skin types. Personalization is rooted in everything they do, from their in-depth consultation to their made-to-order model. And you know what? I love the regimen they have me on. Do I take the hair vitamins every day? Yes, I do. Do I use my shampoo and conditioner made especially for Leon Dolan? Yes, I do. I sometimes use the leave-in conditioner when my hair's really dry? I do. And I even have a pre-scalp thing that they give me. Okay, Pros, you're the boss. I'll take it. You tell me what my hair needs. That sounds good. And here's the thing. It's personalization, Liz. For millions of possible formulas, only one is uniquely Leon's, okay? And I'm using it. Pros isn't just better for you. It's also better for the planet, Liz. They're a certified B Corp, cruelty-free, and the first and only carbon-neutral custom beauty brand. So, Pros, we love you. I love the photos of my hair. Couldn't be happier.
Photos of your hair. There are people in the photos, too. That's the thing about a book tour. Everybody has their picture taken with Leon and then post it. So the hair is important.
Couldn't be happier, Pros. Pros is so confident that you'll bring out your best hair and skin. They're offering an exclusive trial offer of 50% off your first subscription order at pros.com/sisters. So you get your free consultation, then 50% off at pros.com/sisters. And Pros is spelled P-R-O-S-E, pros.com/sisters. Thanks, Pros.
Be generous that way. And it's not as hard as you think. Just be curious about them. You know, just to ask them questions about themselves. It's like just engage them in conversation. Because sometimes you see someone who's kind of an island, even at a Thanksgiving table, and that's not good. So do that. Talk to the untalked to. Also, come prepared with some lively non-political material. We are not going to settle our political differences at the table. And also, have a strategy ready. If you see the conversation going south, just figure out what you're going to do. Like, how do you intersect that looks like an impending train wreck and change the direction of the conversation?
Be a peacemaker, Liz. I love that. Yes, that's important.
It can require some creativity, but it's worth doing. And a key part of that is really don't drink too much and keep an eye on those who do. The host can't do everything. So that's a contribution that you can make.
Yes. Yeah.
And then, I like that, Liz. Yeah. You have more?
Just one more. In the cleanup, obviously, you can really shine in the cleanup. And there are lots of ways that you can do that. One of my own rules is get a first dishwasher load going between dinner and dessert, if that seems timely. You know, if you can like help clear the dinner dishes and actually don't just leave them in the sink, but get that first load through the dishwasher. I know at our Thanksgiving dinners, usually at your house, Leanne, there's some milling around while the desserts come out and it's kind of a break in the action.
Right.
So take advantage of the break in the action to try to get cleanup started, but not in a way that disrupts the flow of the actual dinner.
That's the key. Don't stand up in the middle. Some people start clearing right away. Let people linger over the dishes. But yeah, there's definitely a break and there should be time. I also find, too, it's probably easier as the host if the leftovers, like you need to really engineer the leftovers and put them in the right Tupperware and stuff. So you're right. The guests washing and loading the dishwasher is more helpful than bringing all the dishes in at once. And sometimes it's chaotic. Like if there's a lot of stuff on the table, leave it on the table, let the host handle the leftovers and you as the guest can do the actual dishwashing. It's a good idea.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Anything else that you would add?
I would say that you should bring a gift to the host. Mm-hmm. That's what I think. Yeah. Just something little, you know, maybe something from the Satellite Sisters shop. Okay. Would be nice. That could be a nice gift or, you know, a little book or a little candle, nothing that they have to heat or serve, but just an appreciation for when you are the host at Thanksgiving. It is a lot of work. It just is, you know, and it's most cases it's joyful work,
right?
But it's very nice to acknowledge the host.
It is. That's a nice little tradition to have. Like after everyone's gone, you open up your little package. You're like, oh, that's nice. That was very thoughtful. Thank you. So yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think these are good tips, Liz. I'm proud of you. You're always a good guest. So you're a perfect person to write this up because you're
I'm
a very
gonna
thoughtful
post
guest.
This question. I'm going to post this question in the Satellite Sisters Facebook group. If you want to add anything to the list between now and the end of the week, as I say, it's a week from Tuesday. So the Tuesday of Thanksgiving week that I'll be doing this segment on TV. So stay tuned. But you can contribute now if you want to. There you go.
Okay, well, I have a tale that you might want to tell on Thanksgiving Day because this is an incredible story.
Shut up.
Okay, I don't know if you saw the story about Adam and Emily Harto and their two children who are three years old and 6 years old. They're Californians, sisters. They were in their early 30s and they wanted to explore the southernmost tip of South America. They posted online, you could really get the sense of them. They say, as we grow older, time is punctuated by appointments and alarm clocks, and we forget how to live at our own pace. And so they set up a Kickstarter account. They raised $16,301. Okay. They got themselves one of those VW Westphalia camper van things. You know,
oh, those
have
look
you seen
so
that?
Fun. I love them.
They set out on their journey. They've been posting on at hashtag van life. They have 132,000 followers of them, and they've been traveling around South America. So seems like a good idea. And we've talked to people on Satellite Sisters who have wanted to take these big adventures with their family, with their children, you know, while they're young. And so 3 and 6, that's pretty young, but they did it. And it all seemed like it was going fine until they had boarded a cargo ship because they were going to take a little trip down the Amazon River. How fun is that, right? What could go wrong? Well, things went really wrong that the cargo ship was attacked by pirates. And the pirates locked up the family. They were threatening the family with guns. And they took the cargo ship. They brought it to the river's edge of the Amazon. And they were stealing all the cargo on the cargo ship. So the family was like trapped in this cabin. They've got these marauding pirates out on the boat. You know, they have a 3-year-old and a 6-year-old, and they decide that, they're really fearing for their lives, and they decide that they have to make an escape. Two of the things they brought on their trip were surfboards. So while the pirates were busy taking the cargo off the boat, they got these two surfboards that were in their cabins. They escaped from their cabin and they made an attempt to swim 1.5 miles. And Liz, I know from Operation Sea Turtle, you know how far that is on their surfboards. So they had the kids on the surfboards. The two parents were in the water and they're trying to cross the Amazon River to get away from the pirates at night. Did I say at night?
Oh my gosh.
So So they make it to the other side of the Amazon River, but they are petrified because they feel like there are going to be other pirates out there. They don't know what to do. They don't know who the good guys are.
There's
who the
snakes.
Bad guys.
What about like snakes?
Oh, yeah. So they're hiding in the jungle, okay, with the snakes. They're jaguars. There's just bugs. You name it. But they stay hidden for 72 hours, which is a long time with a 3-year-old and a 6-year-old.
Yes. Okay? Wow.
And finally, they are rescued by the Brazilian police who were patrolling the river because they had gotten word that this cargo ship had been attacked. The police knew that there were some Americans on it. And that, you know, but the parents were afraid because they had bushwhacked a little bit into the jungle, but there were, you know, other tribes in the jungle and they didn't know whether they were friendly or not. So they just didn't know which way to go. But they saw the Brazilian police boat and they were able to board that. And it's just a miracle. They're sunburned. They were dehydrated. They were covered in bug bites, completely covered in bug bites.
Can you imagine?
But they were okay. Is that something as a
wow,
story?
Wow, that is really a good tale for the Thanksgiving table. You're going to shut it down there, man.
And so, but they were so relieved. Their family thought they were dead because they had heard that they had been kidnapped. So they thought they've all been killed. So it was a miracle that they made it out of the jungle alive and that they survived with these very young children, for 3 days, just hiding in the jungle, and they ate bugs and fruit. That's all they had. I mean, again, because they had been paddling on the surfboards across the Amazon River.
That is really something to be thankful for this year. Escaping from pirates.
So they are going to be back in California. They were leaving Brazil right away. And they were heading back to the United States. So just sort of file that away. If you're thinking about the big family adventure, you might work out your pirate plan. Okay. That's it. Okay. The other thing to think about, because it is Thanksgiving, is football. And this is an edition of the Bitter Business Bureau. Now, this is where from time to time we like to rail about people that are we're just bitter about their success or the amount of money they make or whatever it is.
And just the way they're operating.
Way they operate, the whole thing, the Satellite Sisters Bitter Business Bureau. Well, this edition is all about Roger Goodell. Because I don't know if you've heard about, he's in contract negotiations. He, of course, is the commissioner of the NFL. And he's currently making $30 million. But that is not enough. Okay. In his new contract, he wants to make $50 million per year. And he's not budging on that. Okay. That is it. But then there are two other key items in this contract proposal. And I can't decide which one I'm more bitter about. That he wants lifetime use of a private jet. So anytime he wants to fly around, he is not getting in, going on American Airlines or Southwest.
Wow. Oh,
God. No. And get this, he gets lifetime health insurance for his entire family. Okay. So which one are you most bitter about? The $50 million, which is more than any player in the NFL. None of the players make that much. And he's already made $200 million in his career as a commissioner. So
I think the health insurance thing bugs me more, Julie, just because the players don't have anything like that.
Right,
they're
right,
the
right.
ones that are actually out risking life and limb.
Yeah.
The players in the NFL, they don't even have guaranteed contracts, right? They got nothing. So, right. Yeah, that takes a lot of nerve to demand something for yourself that the people that are actually playing the game aren't even close to getting. Okay, I'm bitter. I'm on board.
And of course, historically, they have like zero history of supporting their players when they really need health insurance later on in their lives. So, I'm most bitter about the health insurance.
The
private plane is just a douche move. I'm just going to say I'm sorry. Usually don't use language like that. But the health insurance makes me bitter.
Yes. Yeah. Is an outrage. Actual outrage.
Yeah. I mean, because the NFL certainly is having their worst year in many years with declining TV ratings, the whole on-field protests, and then, of course, their inability to really address in any effective way the concussions and brain injuries that are going on. And then you have that Deflategate here in Dallas. It's like every day is Ezekiel Elliott going to play or not play? You know, he has a six-game suspension for alleged spousal abuse, but you know, it's it's a mess. It's a mess. So that's it.
Well,
that's
let's just blame the commissioner for all of it.
All of those items just ticked off.
He's the boss.
For that amount of money. Yeah. He's the boss. So.
Okay. Well,
there you have it. I'm done. I feel better. I've gotten it off my chest. So share it with your family this holiday season.
Yeah, because you know what? No one watches football on Thanksgiving, so it's good. It'll be unexpected. Unexpected.
I think we can come together in our bitterness. Yeah.
All right. When we get back, I have a whole block of food news. I have great news about cranberries and not so great news about Cheerios. And I honestly cannot believe that we have not talked about that super low calorie ice cream yet. So we're going to cover that. So stay with us. First, a word from our sponsors, and then we'll be back. Fresh. Thanks, HelloFresh. All right, this is Leanne. You're listening to Satellite Sisters. Well, I don't know if you guys have been to the grocery store recently, but, you know, because I go every couple of hours, I can fill you in.
Oh, good, Leanne.
Okay, yesterday, there is just so much food in the grocery store this time of year. Like, every inch of square space is packed with delicious looking things. You know, all of a sudden the holiday baking aisle explodes and there are special treats and chocolates and the end of the aisle is filled with sparkling apple juice. I mean, it's just nuts how much food there is in the grocery store.
That's a good point, Leanne. You're right. They get just jam-packed this time of year.
Very enthusiastic. So I have a couple of food stories we need to discuss. First of all, I was unnaturally excited about a new product I saw in my Sunday circular this week, and that would be Cheerios chocolate peanut butter cereal. Okay? Chocolate peanut butter Cheerios. I know in my heart that is not something I should ever taste, because once I taste it, that'll be it. It will be three meals a day. I'll be seeking out excuses to eat chocolate peanut butter Cheerios. But when I saw it, I was like, I just might get myself a box of that. And then what happened? Then I opened up the New York Times, where there, much to my surprise, a giant headline about, "Are Honey Nut Cheerios Healthy? We Look Inside the Box." So now the New York Times writer Daniel Hakim is doing an expose on Cheerios. I can't believe the timing. I just can't believe it. He's going to ruin my good fun. And this is what he discovered, that a serving of Honey Nut Cheerios has 9 times the sugar as a serving of regular Cheerios.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
It's hard to justify.
That's a heartbreaker. Sure.
Honey Nut Cheerios is America's best-selling breakfast cereal by a comfortable margin. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Nope.
Yeah. And we were all just eating way too much sugar. And it just really, really made me sad, because I enjoyed the entire Cheerios line. Like, I think what Cheerios has done is fantastic. You know, wow, they took that basically tasteless product and then they did all these great versions of it. I mean, I particularly like the multigrain Cheerios, which I know has less sugar than that. But I mean, who doesn't like the apple cinnamon Cheerios? The boys could eat Honey Nut Cheerios 3 meals a day. They're pumpkin spice Cheerios, like they're seasonal Cheerios.
I never knew this about your family, that you eat so many Cheerios.
Sometimes I open up the cereal thing and there's 5 different kinds of Cheerios in there. And now this guy has totally ruined Cheerios for me.
That is wrong. That's wrong.
And
yeah.
He did say this. What makes it seem doubly wrong, and Liz, you'll appreciate this as a brander or a marketer, is that, you know, the plain basic Cheerios are not bad for you. They don't have a lot of sugar. You know, it's like baby's first cereal and everything.
I like them. Yeah.
Right. And they have enough oats to slightly reduce your cholesterol. So they've taken what is basically a good product and then just like surfed off that good product's good name and then just created all these other things that taste delicious but are terrible for you.
So, you know, if the Honey Nut Cheerios have 9 times the amount of sugar, who knows how many, you know, what the multiple is for the chocolate peanut butter.
They actually said it's slightly less. He said he mentions that in the article, it's slightly less. Like the Honey Nut Cheerios, it's like, it is literally made of sugar, basically. I don't know what else to say.
That is the thing about the honey nut. That's very sly because you would know that the chocolate has a lot of sugar in it. But I guess the word honey is kind of a giveaway.
Yeah. But people think of
you
honey.
You look at honey nut and think, oh, that's dangerous for me.
Yeah.
But it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then he does point out, because he just has to be a complete killjoy, there aren't any nuts in honey nut.
Okay.
All right. I'm sad.
So then I'm sorry.
Don't send him a Christmas card, Leon. Yeah.
He's not getting a love pop card. No, he's not getting a love pop card for me. But when I went to the grocery store, oh, there they were, the world's biggest display of chocolate peanut butter Cheerios. And I just had to walk.
Did you resist?
I did. Walk right past it. I just, just broke my heart. So there you go. Thanks a lot, Daniel. All right. Up next, speaking of locale, have you tried the Halo Top ice cream? This is an ice cream sensation. The low calorie.
I don't even know what
this
is. Fill me in on this.
Oh, Liz, where are you?
I try not to read anything that's about ice cream.
Okay.
You could do this, Liz. Yeah, I think.
Okay. Well, I mean, think about it. Okay. So, okay, Liz, the guy who created this ice cream, he's a lawyer. Okay. And he just didn't understand why he couldn't create a creamy tasting, delicious ice cream that was low calorie. His theory was basically that you get a pint of ice cream, you're going to eat the whole pint. So if you could just reduce the calorie and the sugar and the fat in a single pint and like put the calories right on the front of the label, let people know, go ahead, eat this entire pint. It's only 240 calories, that would be the way to go. So 3 years ago, he was a lawyer. Now it's one of the most successful products at Walmart. It is literally flying off the shelves. And he has a lot of the same basic ingredients, sugar, cream, eggs, but he replaces a lot of the sugar with xylitol, you know, and stevia. Okay, so, or no, not xylitol, erythritol, and supplemental fibers.
See, I'm not eating that. What is that?
Here's the thing, Liz. You get pretty excited, okay? You get the pint, and you're like, oh my gosh, salted caramel, 240 calories, fantastic. And you eat it and you think, I ate it. I ate a whole pint. It was 240 calories. Okay. Yeah. I never would have bought this, but my husband wanted me to buy it. So we had a bunch. So I bought it for like a month. You know, we tried a bunch of flavors. And then after about a month, I realized this tastes terrible. I mean, it just,
you know, someone, my friend told me a tip is if you let it soften up, it tastes a little better, but it doesn't taste good.
That's it doesn't taste good. It doesn't, it's not creamy. Like I would rather have 3 bites of real ice cream than a pint of this. That's the conclusion I've come to. And, you know, nutritionists say like, okay, eating a pint of this a day is just a bad plan. Like that's not good.
Yeah. So, just all of that, like fake stuff, concocted things. Yeah. You're right. Just more is not better.
No. So that's it. And I think the good news with this, as opposed to the deliciousness of Cheerios, the loss of which I'll never get over, like this, like, I don't ever have to eat this again. I'm done. This is no good for me. Mm-hmm. Goodbye. Goodbye, Halo Top. I'd rather have.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm glad I never tried
it. Good riddance.
Okay. I know I saw in LA they're opening up a scoop shop. Good luck scooping that stuff. I mean, that's the worst job in LA. Okay. All right. And now on to something we all can get behind, and that's cranberries. It's just a small salute to cranberries. I found some information at parade.com, which was clearly paid for by.
Good research, Liam.
A lot of good research. It gets even better because it's pretty much just a PR plant from the Cranberry Growers Association of Wisconsin. But they don't really say that in the article. But because I'm a critical reader, Julie, I could figure that out. How do I know?
Wait a second. There are cranberries in Wisconsin?
Liz.
I thought cranberries were totally a New England thing.
I'm so glad you asked, Liz, because here are some fantastic facts about cranberries. The first of which is 60% of the U.S. cranberry crop is grown in Wisconsin.
Okay, that's a scam. I'm sorry. That's not right.
No.
That's fake news. Leon, really. We have a rule.
Make maple syrup, too, or something. That's...
They say after that, this is why I know this was paid for by the Cranberry Growers Association of Wisconsin, because after that, they mentioned Massachusetts, New Jersey, Oregon, and Washington are the other leading producers. But 60%. Now, we know we have Bridget, who works on the Cape growing in the bogs, you know.
Right.
So, Bridget, if you want to dispute that fact, let us know. Let us know. Liz thinks it's fake, but this is, according to Parade magazine, this is true.
Now, I'm rejecting that.
Okay. You know, here's other, like, statistics you don't care about cranberries. 96% of first-time hosts plan to include cranberries in their Thanksgiving feast. What is that? That's a stupid stat. All right. Americans consume 400 million pounds of cranberries annually. That seems like a lot to me, I have to say. Mm-hmm. 2.3 pounds of cranberries are consumed per capita, mainly in the form of juice. But this is the number I really liked. Okay, I just want you to guess. All right, if you had to guess, on average, the number of berries in a can of cranberry sauce. Come on, this is fun.
Is there a prize?
Nope.
I'm not doing this unless I get a prize, Leanne.
Okay.
Berries in a can.
Yep.
Okay, a can of cranberry sauce. I'm going to say there's probably like 100 berries.
Okay, Julie, your guess?
I'm going with 50.
No, 200. There are 200. That's a lot of cranberries.
That's good because cranberries are delicious. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good.
Especially the ones from Massachusetts.
Yeah. So anyway.
Yeah, I don't think I can support Wisconsin cranberries. I'm not certain about that.
Okay. Well, the ones we get on the West Coast are usually from Oregon and Washington anyway. So, you know, just give them a chance. The people of Wisconsin are nice. They're not all about cheese. You guys, come on.
Okay.
Right. And also, do you have any statistics, Leanne, on the sugar content of that versus, say, the chocolate peanut Cheerios?
I don't.
Just because those could come out about even.
It could. Oh, yeah.
I think you put the chocolate peanut butter Cheerios in the Halo ice cream, Leanne. Then you've got a good dessert.
That's a good dessert, y'all. All right. And I will say good for parade.com. They had like 5 fantastic cranberry recipes, including one I might try: cranberry pecan and goat cheese sweet potato bites.
Ooh,
they look really good. All right. I'll post that recipe. But anyway, there you go. There's some cranberry facts for your Thanksgiving table. I mean, you're going to mark my words. People will be tossing out. Guess how many cranberries there are in a can of cranberry sauce.
That's a good one, Leanne.
That is really good non-political material.
It is.
Between that and the pirate story, you're set.
Liz, summer is coming up, and you know what that means? It means you're grilling. You're grilling and chilling there with your butcher box. What do you got going on the grill this summer?
Well, you know, here's the thing. Because I'm going to be up in Bend for a part of the summer, I'm having my box sent there, Leanne.
That's great.
Go on vacation with your butcher box is what I'm recommending. Yeah, either way, you're just going to buy meat and fish and stuff when you get there. Why do that? Anyway, I love their steaks. I love their scallops. The scallops are really good. And the chicken thighs, all good. I'm ready.
That's right. ButcherBox gives you peace of mind and easy to find high quality meat and seafood you can trust. It's 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork that's raised crate-free, and wild-caught seafood. No antibiotics or added hormones. And as Liz said, delivered right to your doorstep. And you can customize that delivery plan, Liz, right? Because it can go wherever you want it to go, whenever you want it to go. If you want to delay it a week, you know, speed it up a week, you just go to your ButcherBox account and you can make that all happen.
It's so easy to manage online.
Yeah. And if you're like Liz, you can take your ButcherBox on vacation, which is... That's nice. Nice to have something familiar there.
Yes.
So if you want to take your meat on vacation, sign up at butcherbox.com/sisters and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional 20% off. So you can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/sisters and use code SISTERS to choose your free for a year offer, plus get $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox. Liz, you know we love talking about Framebridge, don't we?
We do.
because
there are just so many fun things to frame, Leanne, aren't there?
Right. Anything. You can just upload a digital photo from your phone and they can print it and frame it. And that is a gift right there, a gift people would love getting. But Liz, you recently had quite an exciting Framebridge experience. Would you like to share?
I talked about how when we were at the Bruce Springsteen concert, I was with our brother Dick, his wife Susan, his 2 kids, and one of the roadies threw us the set list at the end of the show, which was amazing. to get the actual set list for the actual concert in Los Angeles. And we're like, oh, yeah, any day now, that's going to be in a place of honor in their home. Sure enough, Leanne, they have already frame bridged it and sent it to us with a picture. So I'll be in Bend next week, so I'll get to see it. But it's just excellent use of the Framebridge resources, the Bruce Springsteen set list.
Fantastic. And this is gift giving season. So if you have a graduation coming up, a wedding, a shower, Mother's Day, Father's Day, look around. I'm sure you have something fun you can frame, and Framebridge can do it for you. It's easy and it's affordable to frame just about anything. You get fair and transparent upfront pricing based on the size of your item. There's a great selection of frames. And as we've said in the past, fast service, free shipping, great for gifts. Mm-hmm. And guess what, Liz? Not many things in life give you a happiness guarantee, but Framebridge does. If you're not 100% happy with your piece, they will make it right. So if this
but
sounds like...
But you're going to be happy, okay? Yeah. That's just the Satellite Sisters promise. You're going to be out. You're going to be happy you did it.
See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or see a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything, like a Bruce Springsteen set list. That's framebridge.com. Thanks, Framebridge.
All right. I have a quick follow-up to my ongoing series that I've called HOA. H-E double hockey sticks. This is a homeowners association wars. You know, I've had my own issues here in my own building. And then last week we talked about the Rand Paul assault, which
is still a mystery, right?
It's still super mysterious what really went on here. Right. You know, it appears that Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky was attacked by his neighbor over landscaping issues. But we don't really know for sure.
No, but they're both denying the landscaping line. So who knows?
Yeah. So
I think men know. I think men know what this was over. Just going to say that.
Totally landscaping. Well, okay. Well, now I have an HOA, H-E double hockey sticks, the celebrity edition. Because of the Rand Paul thing, now other stories of people getting into disputes over landscaping are making the papers. And can I just remind you, I told this story on Satellite Sisters like 3 years ago, but in my building, on the south side of the building, we have a big hedge that runs the length of the block, the length of the building. And one of the neighbors that lives on that side trimmed the hedge to her own specifications, not where the rest of the hedge goes.
It looks so bad, people. You just have to trust us.
You almost can't believe it as you drive by. That one.
It looks like a bad haircut, like some five-year-old was in charge of a hedge clippers.
So that's anyway. So here are a couple of celebrity examples of this kind of thing. And of course, one involves Martha Stewart. So I'll have to finish on that. So on Kauai, Hawaii, Mark Zuckerberg rankled locals by building a legal wall. It was legal, but it blocked an ocean view. And some of them claimed in the court documents it even blocked a breeze. So somehow he managed to stop the wind. And the neighbor told the local paper that the wall was oppressive. And others made unfair comparisons with the president's proposed wall for Mexico. Okay, so that's Mark Zuckerberg. Then there's this one. This was a while ago, Leanne, you might remember when Julie Newmar, of course, who we know as Catwoman from the Batman TV series, she egged Jim Belushi's house. And her gripe was that he added onto his home and it blocked the sunlight onto her garden. So she did that. Then there was a whole Larry Ellison in San Francisco. Of course, you can imagine that the Larry Ellison was in the news for suing the San Francisco neighbors below him for letting their privacy trees grow despite the city's tree dispute resolution ordinance guidelines. So that became a whole full-blown media spectacle. But then my favorite, of course, just because of the language she uses when she describes things, is that Martha Stewart got into a big fight with the neighbor at her Hamptons property. You know, that is the, what's it called? Lily Pond Lane, right?
Yep.
So,
yes.
So her neighbor, Harry Macklow, she accused him of erecting an illegal fence, and she had already been feuding with him for a while. And in her complaint, she accused him of, quote, trying to suburbanize the area with inappropriate dark greenery. I appreciate both the word suburbanization, you know, that would be anathema to Martha, of course, and that it was the color of his actual plants that she had
problems inappropriate
with. Yeah, that yeah. is.
Ooh. Yes. So he put in more of this inappropriately dark greenery anyway, and she ripped out a bunch of the plants before he got an injunction to stop her. And then his landscaper accused her of backing into him in her car.
Oh, wow. That's bad.
Yeah.
So Martha can't. Yeah. Plants are one thing, but landscapers are another. Martha, that's a bridge too far.
Really, really. So peace there you go. Earth. Peace on earth.
So that is HOA, H-E double hockey sticks, this week's celebrity edition. But I'm very excited that all the HOA news is becoming like a beat now, like a national beat. And there are going to be all sorts of fantastic stories about like leaf blower wars across America. So so you have my promise that I will be following them.
All right, Liz, I wanted to give the people an update on a business idea I had a month ago when I went to New York and I just couldn't find a single bathroom in New York. I couldn't find one, and the ones I found were awful, and it required you to buy something you didn't need to use the bathroom. And I proposed a business solution. I put it out there. I don't have time to do it, but if you wanted to create a series of private ladies' rooms called the ladies' room where people would pay for the privilege of using a ladies' room. Just simple, nice, well-done ladies' rooms. Okay? And people thought it was a good idea. And I guess I wasn't the first one there. Because then, a week later, I got a pitch at SatelliteSisters.com about a new app. The app is called Good to Go. All right? Good to Go.
Yeah, it's a cute name.
It's a cute name. Good. And then the number two. And then Go. And here's what the company is doing. It's being test marketed in San Francisco, of course. So this is not just an app to show you where you can use so-and-so's bathroom. They are actually going into so-and-so's bathroom, say a Pete's Coffee or a Creamery or a cafe. The company Good to Go is actually remodeling the bathroom for the retailers with modern fixtures. It's going to be clean. They have a special wireless thing on the door. There's no more codes or keys or anything. It all works from your phone. And the company Good to Go goes in, fixes up these bathrooms, and then these bathrooms are available to people who have subscribed to the app. So if you go into...
I would subscribe to that.
It's an unbelievable idea, isn't it? I think it's pretty good.
A guaranteed clean bathroom?
Yes.
Yes. I'm in.
At a place where you wouldn't be afraid to go, like a Pete's Coffee. So they're not expecting Pete's to pay for their bathroom maintenance for you. And that way you can go in and you don't have to feel compelled to get a cup of coffee, which will only exacerbate your bathroom issues. Okay? Because you pay for the app. Now, for a small, short time, the app is free. It's being test marketed in San Francisco. So if we have any Satellite Sisters listeners in San Francisco, I would love for you to download the app. And the next city up is New York City. I mean, this is a fantastic idea. And I like the way they do it. And of course, because they're tech people, they're like, you know, we're taking an underutilized portion of somebody's retail space, the bathroom, basically, and we're using it to draw in customers to the company. So clearly they're presenting, the app people are saying to the businesses, this is a win-win. We'll fix up your bathroom. You have to let these people use it. They're going to operate it from their phone. But then, you know, they're in your store, so they might buy something. And they have
that's how people choose gas stations, don't they? By the cleanliness of a bathroom, right?
Yeah.
You remember if you're taking a road trip, like, oh, yeah, let's stop here because they had a clean bathroom. Yeah. Right.
And the freeing you up from buying something or talking to the clerk, that's good. And then the whole app runs off your phone. So they showed an example where if you're sitting there, you know, like you're next in line. You don't even physically have to wait in line. You can sit down and then the special, you know, phone reader knows, oh, yeah, this is the next person in line. And then you go.
Wow. It's good to go.
Good to go.
In the bathroom. You go in the bathroom. Okay. Good to go.
I mean, I have to say, at first I was skeptical, but then I looked at all the PR material. I watched the videos. I was like, this is great. And again, subscriptions are free for a limited time. And then they're going to be available by the day, the week, or the month. So,
oh, Oh, yeah. That's good. So it's not something you have to sign up for a year. Like if you knew you were going to be in New York for a week, you could just join for a week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
As long as the data about my bathroom habits isn't getting sold to third parties. And I'm going to
Do they rate the person who went? Like, do you get a 5-star rating?
Just like Uber. Yes.
Uber.
I'll have to ask these questions. Maybe I'll have an ongoing dialogue with Good to Go. You don't know. You don't know.
That's all right. Follow-up answers for us, Liam.
We are going to take a break. And when we get back, Julie, you have apparently some tips on how to make anyone look smarter.
Just smarter. You want to be smarter for the holidays. I've got some foolproof tips.
We're the Satellite Sisters. Stay with us.
This is Liz, and this is a little tech story that I'm just going to call Do As I Say, Not As I Do. I had mentioned that I was about to start working on securing health insurance for the new year and that I was not looking forward to this. Well, I found this super helpful advisor to take me through it, and we had a little meeting, and I knew what my choices were. Like in the Silver plan here in California, we have choices. So I thought about it. I did some research. Then I made the follow-up appointment to work with her to actually buy it. But in scheduling the follow-up appointment, I didn't realize that I had to be like across town for something right after that. So I ended up having to do the follow-up phone call with her from a Starbucks across town. And then as I'm on the phone with her, I think I just really hadn't thought this through. She's like, when I confessed that I was in a Starbucks, she's like, okay, well, I'm going to need you to give me like your social security number and your credit card number. And I'm thinking, oh my God, this is exactly what they tell you never to do. First of all, you're on a public Wi-Fi network, right?
Right.
You're signed into the Starbucks network. And then you should have seen me. Like, I just decided I had to do it anyway because it was like, whatever. I know I shouldn't have done it, which is why I felt like I needed to talk about it. So, but as she's asking me for this information, she's like, and what is your date of birth? And I'm like, me. She's like, could you speak up a little? I'm like, no, I really can't because they're going to be sending this to me. Anyway, so that was incredibly stupid. And I'm only confessing it now because, you know, it's over. So nobody can steal all of that information. But if you're making an appointment to buy new health insurance, I suggest do not do what I did.
Okay. Well, Liz, you just admitted that you've done some dumb things. But don't worry, because Forbes magazine had a new article out that was guaranteed ways to appear, it's not going to make you smarter, but to appear smarter than you are. So maybe if you had some of these techniques, none of this would have happened to you. Okay, Lillian, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Some of these, you know, we're not going to spend any time dwelling on, like believing in yourself and speaking expressively and looking people in the eye, blah, blah, blah. That is not really going to help. But here are the things that are going to make ways to make you appear smarter. First of all is stop drinking. Apparently, people who drink a lot of alcohol do not come across as being very smart. Okay, so you want to cut that back there. Okay, secondly, use a middle initial. Do you ever use a middle initial?
No,
I do occasionally.
All sorts of studies of enhanced perceived social status and intellectual status with people who use a middle initial. Same, research documents that were submitted as Michael Clark. And then if they put Michael J. Clark, the Michael J. Clark article was perceived as being much more intelligent.
Huh. Very
so use middle initial. Okay. You got to do that. Okay. Got to get yourself some glasses because people who wear thick, full frame glasses are perceived to be more intelligent.
Just so obvious, but I guess apparently it works.
Okay, now this
like Rick Perry, the Secretary of Energy, right? He got those glasses and boom, all of a sudden he's a cabinet secretary.
Yeah, okay, that's it. Okay, but this one I think we can incorporate into some of our speaking gigs that if you use graphs in your speeches, okay, and your presentations.
Okay.
Graphs. People love graphs. Even if they don't understand what the graph is, even if it has nothing to do with your speech, if you have a graph in your report or your presentation, boom, you're smarter than the average bear.
Do you guys have time to put a graph into your presentation tomorrow?
No.
What would we want to graph, Julie? What would be an X and a Y axis? We're going to have to work on that. Okay.
We're going to have to do it. But bring your glasses, Liz. Okay. Definitely bring your glasses and with no cocktails before our speech. Okay. But just so you might want to check this out, we'll post it on our Facebook page. Guaranteed ways to appear smarter than you are.
Okay. All right. A few things on the Facebook group that I wanted to shout out to Gail. Gail, thank you so much. She posted a news story that said in Australia, Aussies have voted to name one of the Sydney Harbour ferries, Ferry McFerry Face.
I saw that, Leanne.
And you know, that just made me super happy until I read Eric, who posted right beneath that, saying that was fake news. It was totally not true. He's a Sydney local. So Eric is looking into it. I enjoy the fact that we have fact checking in the Satellite Sisters Facebook group better than many other organizations we know. So thank you, Gail. Thank you, Eric. I posted something on the weekend. My water aerobics class was canceled yesterday because of what they said was a biohazard in the pool. So I put an Operation Sea Turtle notice in the group, and I knew how people were going to respond, and I was very happy to see Liz, Jennifer, Meg, and Mary all immediately go to Caddyshack, because you can't hear about biohazards in a pool without thinking of the Baby Ruth scene in Caddyshack. And then the last person I wanted to thank was Marsha. She posted a super cute photo of herself in her Satellite Sisters baseball cap sister.
Oh,
so, you know. So
that is a cute picture. I love that picture. Yeah.
Yeah. She's in Malibu. So, or she was when the photo was taken. So I want to encourage more of that. As you get all your Satellite Sisters products from our shop, or you give them to your own Satellite Sisters, photos of people sporting the stuff would be much appreciated in the Satellite Sisters Facebook group. So just join there, and we are always happy to approve you.
All right. Great show. Listen, we've got a wrap. You guys have a safe trip to Nashville. I know you're going to do very well. So I'm proud of you.
I'm going to wear some glasses or something, I think.
Yeah.
Glasses. That will be good. And maybe we'll have a graph in our speech.
All right. Madam Secretary and Poldark recap at the end of the week. Have a great week, sisters.
You
Thanks,
too,
Leanne.
And don't forget, call your satellite sister.